Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, researchers tell us we make, on average, more than 30,000 choices or decisions every day. 30,000. That's a lot of decisions. You know, most of our decisions are minor ones, like what to eat for breakfast or what to wear or how long to scroll through your social media feed or what to post on your own page or should I toss in some laundry or let it go for the next day. Minor decisions that really don't have major implications. But each day can also bring a number of decisions that have implications that impact us or our family or our business in more profound ways, where the consequences of that decision are more significant. Sometimes we get it right. Sometimes we get it wrong. We've all made bad decisions. We just try to make more good ones than bad ones. And it can help to look back on how we handled smaller decisions and use those for guidance in making the bigger ones. But what happens when we're faced with a decision that looks fairly obvious, but we discover later the decision wasn't what it appeared to be, and we realize we've made a bad decision that has major implications? You know, maybe the car you bought that turned out to be a lemon, or the house you bought that months later turned out to have major issues, or the job that you said yes to that looked so good on day one but turned out to be a place of dread within weeks, or perhaps that friend who became your bestie because you thought she was so genuine, yet you discovered that when the pressure was on, her faithfulness walked out the door. You know, we've all made bad decisions, especially when we didn't have all the information up front. Just like Joshua. Joshua, the courageous leader picked by God to lead his people Israel into the Promised Land after faithfully serving by Moses' side. Yes, even Joshua made a bad decision. After leading the people into the Promised Land and after a series of victories defeating the enemies of God, Joshua was faced with another decision. This one seemed an obvious decision to make. But what Joshua didn't know was that he didn't have all the information up front. He was about to make a decision based on a deception. You see, the victories that Joshua and the people had won became known throughout the land. And when the Gibeonite nation heard about them, they were afraid they were going to be the next ones to be conquered. So they came up with a plan to deceive Joshua. We read about it in Joshua chapter 9, starting in verse 3. However, when the people of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they resorted to a ruse. They went as a delegation whose donkeys were loaded with worn-out sacks and old wineskins, cracked and mended. The men put worn and patched sandals on their feet and wore old clothes. All the bread of their food supply was dry and moldy. Then they went to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal and said to him and the men of Israel, "We have come from a distant country. Make a treaty with us." Well, the only thing the Gibeonites forgot with their costumes there was to yell, "Trick or treat!" I mean, they really went all out to make it look like they had come from far away so that Joshua wouldn't suspect they were actually next-door neighbors who were squatting on the land meant for God's people. The Gibeonites even used flattery and fake admiration, praising the fame of Joshua and Israel. They wanted to make a treaty of peace with Joshua, and in essence then to become the servants of Israel. And by their appearance, as those who traveled from a long and distant country, it looked like it made sense to sign this peace treaty with them. But wait, before Joshua signs this treaty, maybe he should inquire of the Lord. That would be a good idea before making this important decision. Well, we read about that in Joshua 9, starting in verse 14. The men of Israel sampled their provisions, but did not inquire of the Lord. Then Joshua made a treaty of peace with them to let them live, and the leaders of the assembly ratified it by oath. Looks can be deceiving, and that's exactly what the Gibeonites had planned. Joshua and his leaders were deceived. The situation looked so obvious, so they didn't inquire of God first. And Joshua made a bad decision. We can relate. No doubt we each can think of occasions when Satan has deceived us into taking something at face value, only to realize later we'd made a bad decision based on deception. As Dr. Lutzer writes in his book, Conquering the Fear of Failure, on page 132, he writes, how often we make mistakes because we do what appears to be wise or obvious to us. Or possibly we do not ask God's guidance because we're afraid that he might say no to something we desperately want to do. Well, 3 days after making that treaty with the Gibeonites, Joshua discovered they had lied about who they were and where they were from. Indeed, they were neighbors living in the land God had promised to Israel, and they should have been destroyed. But the treaty that Joshua made didn't allow that. So Joshua and God's people now had to live with the consequences of this bad decision. And being the godly leader Joshua was, he honored the treaty. But he issued consequences to the Gibeonites that they would serve Israel all their days in hard labor as woodcutters and water carriers for Israel. And we read about their future on page 134 of our book. Our author writes this, what were the consequences of this decision? Well, the Gibeonites were cursed by Joshua. But God graciously chose to mix some blessings with the curse. The Almighty is never at a loss when confronted by human blunders. He always can take a difficult situation and turn it into a blessing. Every cloud has its silver lining, every thorn bush its rose. No doubt Joshua regretted many times that he had been tricked into making this treaty. The Gibeonites were a constant thorn in his side. Though God used them for blessing, this rash decision had its consequences in the future. We should never underestimate God's ability to take a curse and turn it into a blessing. He can take grief and turn it into glory and put gladness into the grind. Well, have we made some bad decisions in our lives? We don't have enough time in the day just to cover mine alone, I am afraid. But God in his mercy gives us grace to teach us a better way from each bad decision. Dr. Lutzer writes this at the bottom of 136. Whether the bad decision is ours or that of someone else, God is well able to find a place for us within the wide circumference of his love and grace. Joshua learned, as all of us must, that God is greater than our mistakes. Blessed are all those who can see stars in the darkest night. Praise God that we serve a God who is bigger than even our worst decisions. Thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.